Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to all of my podcast listeners. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast today. We are working our way through the 23rd Psalm. What a tremendous piece of literature, but even better, what an amazing look at the Lord Jesus Christ. Though it was written a long time before Jesus, it was definitely about a great shepherd, and we know he is exactly that. As we transition into the fourth verse today, notice there's a change of direction in this fourth verse. Here's what I mean, because it's you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Of course, that's definitely darker than where we started, but look at the wording. Verse 2, he makes me lie down. He leads me beside. Then in verse 3, he leads me in the path of righteousness. In all three of these instances, the shepherd leads and provides the direction. But then in verse 4, there's a transition where the psalmist says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And if you'll notice, in this verse, there's no mention of the sheep being led, only that they are walking through through the valley of their own free will. Now, I don't mean that we always go into the valley of shadow of death because we choose to, but I want you to notice that it is not him leading you there. Let's get to some important things about the journey into the valley. First of all, it's just a valley. A valley does not last forever. They're just a depression between mountains. So I can guarantee you there's a brighter day to come. Also, the valley has a name. It's the Valley of the Shadow of Death. It's not Death Valley. It's just death's shadow that we see while we're here. I mean, only a little kid or an animal would fear a shadow on a wall because they think it might be some dark individual chasing them. But a mature adult would never be scared of a shadow because we know that if there's a shadow, there's a light shining on the other side of an object. And based on the fact that Malachi even calls Jesus the Son of Righteousness, who do you suppose the light might be sending a shadow? Also, David says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Notice that David does not fear because he knows shadows can't hurt him. No matter what evil is lurking in the valley causing the shadow, David has confidence in the shepherd, realizing that the very presence of the shepherd is going to calm all of the storms of doubt and fear. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7 that he was not given the spirit of fear. So I say to you, don't accept the spirit of fear. There's an old song we used to sing in the church when I was a kid. There's nothing to fear when Jesus is near. I'm living in sunlight now. Well, you are. So rest in that fact. And then finally, the verse says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And now I admit to have at some point in my early journey in ministry, I use the rod and the staff to beat the sheep. But really, it's used by the shepherd not to beat the sheep, but to keep predators off of the flock. The Hebrew word for rod is the word typically translated scepter or even tribe. It really is more than just a stick of wood. It's symbolic of the authority of the user. And in this case, the authority of the covenant-keeping God. He's protecting you with the rod of his covenant. Well, the covenant you're under is the new covenant between God and the Son through the cross. That's good news. Then there's the staff, which has a crook at the end of it. That's how they pulled sheep up out of the ditch when the sheep would slip off the beaten path. The shepherd would put that staff underneath the shoulders of the lamb and pull the lamb up out of the ditch and hold them close to his heart. It's a symbol of healing and restorative power. Elisha put his staff on a dead child in 2 Kings 4 and brought the child back to life. So I like to say that the staff of the Good Shepherd will put life back in your tired legs. Let's conclude it this way. Even though the shepherd does not lead you into the valley of the shadow of death, he's not just going to wait on the other side for you to come out. If you go in, he goes in. It might not be where he led us. But remember, no matter what you're going through, he's going to go through it with you, even if the trouble is of your own making. So don't blame yourself. There are valleys between mountains. And while he may not lead you into it, I can promise you this, he will always lead you out of it. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.